This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today. Appointment letters were distributed to more than 61,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the initiative. The 18th Rozgar Mela was organized at 45 locations across the country. Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade.
भारत दुनिया की एकमात्र बड़ी इकोनॉमी है जिसने एक दशक में जीडीपी को डबल किया है आज दुनिया के 100 से अधिक देश भारत में एफडीआई के जरिए निवेश कर रहे हैं वर्ष 2014 से पहले के 10 वर्षों की तुलना में भारत में 2.5 गुना से अधिक एफडीआई आया है और ज्यादा विदेशी निवेश का अर्थ है भारत के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर.
On the significance of 24th January, Mr. Modi said, it is the day when the Constitution recognized Jana Gana Mana as the national anthem and Vande Mataram as the national song. Talking about the Rozgar Mela, the Prime Minister said, Rozgar Mela has become an institution and lakhs of youths have already received appointment letters from various government departments so far. National Girl Child Day is being celebrated across the nation today, highlighting the rights, education, health, nutrition and welfare of girls. The day also marks the anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 22nd January 2015. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to the countrymen on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the inspiring examples of Rani Lakshmibai, Rani Velu Nachiyar, Mula Gabaru and Preeti Lata Vaddedar fill every Indian heart with pride. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Uttar Pradesh on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said, the land of glorious history and rich culture has been a strong pillar in India's journey of development. Vice President Radhakrishnan lauded Uttar Pradesh, the land of rich cultural heritage, spiritual legacy and historical significance, for playing a pivotal role in shaping India's civilizational journey. In a message, the Prime Minister highlighted that through the dedication of the people and the double engine government, the state has progressed over the past 9 years from being a Bimaru state to an exemplary province. Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, arrived on her first official visit to India early this morning. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the visit comes at an opportune moment to further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership. He added that the visit of Ms. Kallas will build on the momentum of regular high-level engagements between India and the European Union. The visit of EU Foreign Policy Chief comes ahead of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa's visit to India, as the two leaders will be the chief guests at Republic Day celebrations on Monday. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities, with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, at present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history. She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring the safety of religious minority groups, women, girls and the most vulnerable section in society. And that is the end of this news bulletin.